All right, here's the deal. This is a special Sunday night, early Monday morning edition of the Callahan Podcast because we couldn't wait. We couldn't wait. It was a wild weekend, as everybody knows, around America. Everybody knows the big cities are burning, including Boston, Massachusetts, where we are. We'll recap it all with Turtle Boy. He's on top of everything. And starting with Minneapolis and the death of George Floyd and the arrest of Derek Chauvin and all the rioting and looting and all the Antifa thugs doing battle with civilized America. We got it all here, and maybe we'll be back tomorrow. We'll see what happens in Boston. But until then, this is the Callahan Podcast brought to you, as usual, by DCU. Do you love your car but hate your car payment? No problem. Refinance your car today with DCU, and they could help lower your monthly payment, lower your interest rate, or both. Applying is easy, and their loan experts will help you find the term and the payment that fits into your budget. Get out of that high-rate loan and get the interest rate and the payment you deserve from DCU. Learn more and apply today at dcu.org/refinance, insured by NCUA. Membership required. All right, this is going to be interesting. Let's give it a shot, Conan.
This is the Jerry Callahan Podcast.
All right, it's Monday, June 1st. Really, really early Monday morning. Got this thing done early. We couldn't wait. Turtle Boy's here. Cullinane is here. And I think I speak for both you guys when I say I want to thank Antifa. I would like to thank our friends in Antifa, our friends in Black Lives Matter. I'd like to thank Liz Warren and Ayanna Pressley and Ilhan Omar and all the radicals who are fueling the fires here, fanning the flames, because they did one thing that we've been begging someone to do for 2 months now, is they ended the lockdown. We no longer have a lockdown. We not only did we end the lockdown, Turtle Boy and Dave, we exposed the frauds who ordered this madness upon us. We now know, at least in Boston, we got Mayor Walsh, we got Governor Baker in New York, they got Cuomo, they got Whitless in Michigan. We all know each and every one of them were full of shit. We all knew it, because none of them is talking about social distancing now. Nobody's talking about staying home, staying safe. Let's flatten the curve. Have you heard that from anybody, any of these Democrats?
Not much talk of the curve lately. Not much talk.
No, not a lot of flattening the curve. And we have to thank all these radicals who are burning buildings and looting and killing and beating up old elderly women with 2x4s. We have to thank them, because they exposed their comrades on the left. It was never about the virus, and we're not going to spend a lot of time on the virus, unlike the previous 2 months. It was never about the virus. It was always about control. People like Marty Walsh and Bill de Blasio, these dummies, had no idea about the science. They had no idea what they were talking about. They just wanted control, and they wanted to appear compassionate and concerned, and they wanted to be our little daddy and mommy and take care of us. And now we know, as they cheer on these rallies, and we are sitting taping this on Sunday night, I have to say, because we wanted to watch the rally in Boston together. Yep. And by the way, I'm going around right now. I'm watching a rally in Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. They're going on everywhere. I didn't say everywhere. As you guys know, it's Democrat cities, Democrat states, Democrat neighborhoods, Democrat places run by Democrats are being burned to the ground by Democrats.
So, I don't know. What are you doing in your home right now? Because I'm trapped in my home. My wife owns my life, so I can't go anywhere still. But you're right down the street from all this, Jerry. You should be in the action.
How are you city folk? I don't get, like, to be, I'm safe out here. I'm in the middle of nowhere. I'm in the boonies. It's good. We don't have these problems in Holden, Jerry, that they're having out there. And there's a reason why, because we wouldn't stand for it. Like, in the cities, they stand for crap like this because they have to have space to destroy and loot and get their feelings out about a guy who, let's be honest, none of them actually care about. I'm sure he's I'm sure his family misses him very much dearly. All right. But none of these people out there right now gives a crap about George Floyd. Not one of them.
This flies in the face what apparently he was a kind of a pacifist. You know, he was a good guy, nice guy. There wasn't, there's no track record of violence. He wouldn't, according to his family, he wouldn't support this. He wouldn't want to see his neighborhood burned. They're not granting his wishes right now. They're doing just the opposite. And you're so right. Next time somebody's watching one of these looters, you know, trashing a whatever, an Apple store or a Target, ask yourself, do they care about George Floyd? I mean, what about when they're, and I don't know if people have seen it. I know you and I have been tweeting about it. I mean, we'll get it. We'll get to all the real memorable moments of this weekend. But the woman protecting her own store in Rochester, New York, they called her elderly. I'm not sure how old she is. I think she's probably in her 60s. She's small. She gets beaten up by a couple of thugs, and one of them is whacking her with a 2x4. She was begging them not to trash her store. I don't know what kind of store it is, but she's, you know, outside her store, please don't ruin my store. She's probably telling them, you know, she supports them. Half the victims that have spoken publicly are saying, you know, I support the, you know, that's the craziest part is these people are demanding change, correct? Am I correct? They want change. Yeah,
it's unclear what the change is though. To be clear, the man who did this has been arrested and he's been charged with murder. He's probably his wife left him like immediately. Very sounds like a nice wife. She's immediately gone. I understand the other three, you want to see them arrested. I'm sure the district attorney is contemplating that, but doesn't just happen overnight. They have to talk about, they're not just going to put up a charge like they did in Baltimore with those six cops who allegedly killed Freddie Gray. Remember that they just charged him up, and how many convictions did they get? None. So I'm sure they're coming up with a plan to like, what can we actually charge them with that we can get an actual conviction, as opposed to just giving the mob what they want right now. And then you don't get any convictions. So what's it worth? So what do you want?
Well, they don't care. It's incredible. If the DA had, indicted him, if they'd arrested him like an hour after the death of George Floyd, if they had arrested Derek Chauvin, would they have, would they have taken the steam out of this whole, movement?
Stop it.
It doesn't matter. He's arrested. I tweeted this a little while ago, Aiden. I tweeted this. They said it was part of the Boston rally. There's a big rally going on in Boston. It might turn violent, a big protest. Right now it's a protest. It might become a riot.
Sun's going down soon.
When you say a peaceful protest, you're being redundant. Protest by definition is, you know, not breaking the law. It's not burning buildings, not looting and you know, beating people with 2x4s. When that happens, it's not a protest anymore. It's a riot. So when they were talking about the rally, the protest, the riot, this protest in Boston, they said they're demanding justice for George Floyd. And I tweeted, I said, can you define that? Because here's the way I look. Here's the craziest part of all this. And there's a lot of crazy elements to this is you want justice for George Floyd. Well, the guy who had his knee on his neck, Derek Chauvin, first of all, they would have burned his house down and killed him, but the cops surrounded the house on Saturday or Friday, I forget, and protected him. Anyway, they arrested him. He's in custody, charged with murder and manslaughter, which is a little odd, but he's, you know, charged with murder and manslaughter. He got fired. As you point out, his wife left him. He's on suicide watch in a country of 330 million and in a world of 7-something billion. Not one person supports him. Not one.
I've yet to see that. Does he have a
There's
fan?
Not one. I haven't even seen some crazy, you know, contrarian, I don't know, Alex Jones.
Like the NYPD union, you're usually like the first to defend every cop that does, you know, okay, why don't we wait for you don't even see any of that. Like they're nothing. All getting in line to crap on this guy. He's America's villain. And instead of uniting around him, it's just, what do you want? I don't get it.
I think you can say a couple of his colleagues had his back, right? Because they didn't do anything. So
Those are his underlings. Yeah. He was their superior there. Like, what are you going to say to your boss in that situation?
And you know, you think they'll stand? Yes, you think they'll stand with him now? I mean, you think they'll be with him now? I mean, right now they're saying he did it. You know, they're trying to save their own skin. And I mean, they might get acquitted. I don't think he will. I mean, he might, maybe they say this is protocol, but every cop I've seen so far says that is not protocol. That is not how you subdue a subject, a, a, a suspect when he is handcuffed. But again, nobody, nobody anywhere is supporting him. Nobody sympathizes. Nobody wants to see anything but, you know, him spend the rest of his life in prison. Nobody. So what are you demanding if you're, you know, burning buildings, beating up old ladies with 2x4s, if you're throwing stuff at cops and, you know, and beating people up? What are you demanding? You want justice for George? No, what do you
got? Screen TVs. That's what you're doing. That's the only way that we'll ever have justice for George Floyd is everybody gets a flat screen TV from Target or whatever they want from there. Some oversized clothing, you name it, stuff. In fairness, Jerry, they couldn't go shopping for 2.5 months. So there's a lot to catch up on, isn't there?
That's true. Those stores weren't open and now they are. Yeah. But I mean, I'm watching this and I'm thinking, even if you're, you know, so like a smart, like college kid and you're support, or Jaylen Brown, Boston Celtics player who drove from Boston to Atlanta to march in the rally down the protest in Atlanta. And everyone is fawning over Jaylen Brown. He's just so, so thoughtful and cerebral. What's he asking for? I mean, why don't we get specific here? What are you asking for? Because, and they'll say, and if you know, I had Alex Reamer, if I had my buddy Alex Reamer on right now, he would say it's systemic racism. It's a system.
What did he just tweet out? He tweeted out silence is complicity.
Right. So, and he would say it's a pattern, but let's be honest. I read up and I know you do too.
You're learning.
It is not a pattern. It is not. This is not, I believe, you know, we know there are more unarmed white suspects killed than unarmed black suspects. There's been, what is the number in the last year? 9 or 10?
According to the Washington Post data from 2019,
right,
a total of 41 people total in the United States unarmed were killed by police. Now that counts other people who are struggling with the police, trying to hit the police, whatever. You can put people's lives in danger without being armed. So 41 total, 9 of them are black, Jerry. 9. We are literally protesting and shutting down the world. There are 40 million black people in this country. 9 unarmed black people died last year by police. 40 million.
And how many white people? What is it? 20?
I think it was 21 of them, I believe, were white.
Yeah. So it is this whole movement, this whole insane, you know, this revolt, these riots are based on a faulty premise. You know it, I know it, but it is remarkable how few people dare stand up. I mean, honestly, you can count on one hand the public officials, elected officials, and believe me, you can count on no hands the elected officials around where we live. I mean, in the Northeast, in New York, New England, who condemn this out of hand, just say it is wrong. What they're doing is wrong. What they're doing is flat out wrong. To you know, protest violently, to throw a brick, to set a fire, you know, to attack a cop is wrong. I mean, they all qualify it. They all say, yeah, but I understand their anger and I understand their frustration. People get angry over different things. What the media does and what our elected officials like Ayanna Pressley and Liz Warren and, you know, Ilhan Omar and AOC, what these radicals do and, you know, others who are, you know, not smart enough to distinguish between, you know, protest and a riot like Marty Walsh or de Blasio. They foment this. They support this. They say,
this is the base, Jerry. This is the base. They're politicians. You could not be a Democrat right now and come out and without, like you said, qualifying. You can come out and say rioting is bad. Maybe you shouldn't do that, but it must come with, you know, the qualifier beforehand saying, well, just to let, I understand
where you're. I understand.
It's like, first of all, Do you really understand? Because I don't understand. I don't understand. Why are you so mad that George Floyd was killed 1,500 miles from here? Okay. That 9 unarmed black men were killed by the cops last year. We don't know all their original stories. We don't know how many were punching the cops. We don't know any of that. But you're not mad about the, you know, vast, infinite number of children in this country who are sexually abused every single day, Jerry. When do we protest for them? When do we riot for them? You know, we don't, because nobody gives a shit about kids who are victims of sexual abuse in this country. We just let it happen. And it's just like, nobody's going to speak for them. And it's mind boggling. I mean, I've written these stories, Jerry, about this guy running. He's got an election in North Andover on Tuesday, Luke Noble.
Right.
He's been credibly accused by his own child of sexual abuse, right? Nobody shares those stories. Nobody reads those stories because nobody gives a shit about kids in this country. But, you know, a guy in Minnesota gets killed by a rogue cop 1,500 miles from here. And we have to literally shut down the freaking world to riot and protest and loot.
Well, I mean, you want to talk about an epidemic or, you know, something systemic. What about violence in inner cities? And I argued about this with Alex. I think the number over Memorial Day weekend was 70 shootings and like 20, I'll get the numbers, but like 23 murders, a 5-year-old girl was shot over on Memorial Day. And you don't hear a word about it. You don't have a march. There's no buildings burning. There's no speeches. There's no, you know, rallies. It's just like, so a 5-year-old girl gets shot and nobody says a word. No one knows her name.
But they'll say to that, Jerry, well, she wasn't killed by a cop. What about Daniel Shaver? When are we?
We'll get to that. I got the whole list, and it drives me nuts, Aiden. And I know I'm talking to the wrong person. I know you're like me. I know you.
Yeah, I can pretend to be Reamer if you want. I can do the Reamer thing.
Okay. Pretend to be Reamer.
It's systemic. You don't even know what it's like to be a people of color. But, I do. I grew up in Natick. I know all about it.
But it's. I mean, and here's the other problem is, you know, I know this stuff gets worse with social media, with Twitter, and you get the Twitter mob on you. You have done this too. We've done it just like I have, where you tweet out, like literally you'll tweet out a fact. Like you'll say 41 unarmed people killed by police in 2018. Was it 18 or 19? 2018, 41 unarmed, only 9 were black, 20 were white. And immediately it's, yeah, you got your hood on. I mean, you're at a Klan rally right now. You're trying to understand why we allow this, why we tolerate this. You're trying to explain to people that their anger is misplaced or disproportionate, you know, because of whatever, the 5-year-old girl in Chicago or the kid getting molested in North Andover. And you say, why the anger for this guy at this time? And if you, if only people would just try to put it in context, they won't, because you know what?
They didn't put coronavirus in context, Jerry. These people don't do that.
But you know what the bottom line is, Aiden? The bottom line is, and I think you'd probably agree with me, looting's fun, man. Looting looks like fun, doesn't it?
I mean, have
a couple beers or whatever you're doing, and you throw a rock, and maybe you grab some sneakers, and you go, and you're like, hey, what the hell? They don't care. Again, go back to your point. They don't care about George Lloyd. Half of them probably don't know who George Lloyd is.
Yeah.
But the problem isn't just them. It's this is our leaders, our elected officials.
Well, let's talk about that, Jerry. Where's your boy Trump? Whining about the media.
AWOL. He's AWOL. He was very happy. Yeah. I don't know what he was doing. Wouldn't you love to have a camera when on Saturday night when the Antifa thugs surrounded the White House?
Yeah.
And I really thought that was the moment when they started moving in on the White House. Trump had to be sitting in the Oval Office or sitting in the Lincoln bedroom or whatever in the bedroom, watching on TV, getting full, you know, reports, probably in his pajamas and, you know, doing whatever, eating a Big Mac or eating a big ice cream and saying, will this hold? He had to be wondering. He's seen enough movies. He probably got swept away saying, are they going to storm the White House and burn it down? They didn't. But that moment, I really thought, is when it was going to get real. I thought the shit was going to get real and someone was going to get shot. Because Secret Service, they weren't going to be like the cops, those friggin' pathetic cops in Minneapolis who abandoned their post that let them burn down the precinct. That was the most
important. They're following orders. The mayor, who probably blamed this on white nationalists. They're literally just making shit up now. We all saw Antifa on TV. We all saw them. They have a specific profile, about 110 pounds. Skinny jeans, black bandana preferred, you know, obvious sexual repression going on, just angry for no apparent reason. We know what Antifa looks like. We saw them on TV, but they're white nationalists.
Got a degree in anthropology from Middlebury College or Occidental or what's that called?
Before we get too far in the show, you dummies, phone number, by the way, we told people early in the show that we're taking calls today. I'm getting shit in the comments because they're seeing it on the screen and I'm not answering the phone. I'll probably miss a lot of your calls anyway, but if you want to call in, 814-33 Jerry. All right. 814-33 Jerry.
G-E-R-R-Y. Wow. I never had a phone number with my name in it. That's pretty cool. But we got a lot to talk about. We can get to entertaining, you know, minifans anytime. So we'll get to that.
Oh, we're going to get some prank calls, I think.
Well, we're going to get to that. That's okay. Who cares? but you tease, you know what? I'm going to wait to get to the other cases that didn't create a ripple. Nothing. Nobody cared. Nobody cared when cops were killing other people. And I'll let you decide why they did it. But I'm telling you, I think Trump initially, you know, he was okay. Then he tweeted the thing about looters get shot or looting leads to shooting. And he got spooked and he started thinking his whole goal right now is to not appear like he's, you know, this mean old sheriff sending the dogs after the, you know, the little African American kid or something. That's, he doesn't want that visual.
No, not good visual. No,
that's the visual they're hoping for on the left. They want the National Guard. They want Kent State. Yeah. They want the National Guard to shoot some college kid, unarmed college kid. That's what they're hoping for.
I don't want anybody in like, the tragedy at Kent State was that two of the people that were shot and weren't protesting. They were walking to class. They were completely innocent. But some of these people, if you saw that video in Dallas last night, you could take four of them. That's no big loss.
The kid got pounded and he was like, his whole body was like mangled and he was, here's what I think should be instant death penalty. You shouldn't even go to trial. Is the people who kick a guy when he's literally out cold.
Yeah.
They had one in Dallas and they had one, I forget where the other one was.
That was in Portland, the other one.
Where?
Portland.
Portland, Oregon. Yeah, where all the fun stuff happened. Wouldn't you just love to live in Portland right now? The city's being run by radicals.
This is pretty standard Portland behavior. This is nothing new.
So the guy was out cold, body mangled, and some guy just kicked him in the face. There was another guy who got kicked in the face. They knocked all his teeth out. This is for George. This is for George. Yeah, we're doing it for George.
For George.
But literally, you can't find a politician, a leader, Trump on down, a governor, a mayor who unilaterally condemns all of it. Says this is all unnecessary. They all say, yeah, I understand their anger, but why do they have to do that? Why, you know what? They shouldn't be protesting at all. The guy got away with nothing. He's going to go to prison. The cops got fired. The guys who did it, the guys responsible, are paying a price. Isn't that what you want? When you want justice for George, you want Derek Chauvin to go to prison for the rest of his life, correct? I still think that's going to happen. You know, you can burn the whole friggin' country down. You're eventually going to get what you want. If that's really what you want. I mean, mm-hmm. The question is that what they want?
It's not what they want. So they just want something to protest. They want a riot. This is what they do. But they did forget that they're the same people who have been telling us that we're all going to die of commie cold if we get together in groups. Literally, John Featherstein right now, our guy, Mike Pence Jr. out there, just tweeted out a video from the State House from Mike, what's his name, Mike Connolly from Cambridge.
Yeah, Cambridge.
We were talking about a week ago on here, who opposed opening up anything at all.
Driving like, ranges, anything.
Yeah, he opposed it. And now he's literally out there in a mob with over like 20, 50,000 people out there just protesting. I just tweeted out a picture of a bunch of narcissistic healthcare workers, doctors and nurses who are out there joining the protest, the same douchebags who are telling us, oh, you have to stay home. We'll keep us safe by staying home. Well, guess what? We did for 3 months. Everybody lost their job and their fucking business. And then you're out there protesting with 30,000, you frauds.
I'm sorry there's been, you know, billions of dollars in damage and injuries and death, but they've done a great service. They've exposed these frauds, whether doctors at Mass General or nurses or elected officials from Cambridge or, our mayor in Boston or in New York or in Michigan or Chicago, they're all frauds. They've all been exposed. They did not care about the virus. If they did, they wouldn't allow this. I mean, they're literally, as you pointed out, it's a crowd the size of probably Fenway, you know, probably 30,000 people. No one's social distancing. You know, they're wearing masks, but that's just to hide their identity. You know, nobody gives a damn about your edict, Marty Walsh or Charlie Baker. So you can just go sit in the corner. The shutdown is over. We don't need you anymore. It's over.
I hope Bob Kraft is watching this. And he says, we're going in September. We are filling up Gillette Stadium. They are. Clearly not a single one of you frauds. You're not going to interrupt my bottom dollar and cost me all this money over something that you're, let's be honest, none of you is actually afraid of. None of you are.
Right. No question. Yeah. And, you know, they're all, mask shaming. If you don't have a mask on, the hell with that. The hell with the mask. The hell with it all. Yeah. You said it. And they won't do it, but everyone should open their restaurants tomorrow. Everyone should open their gyms tomorrow. Every single person. I don't think that's the only answer. They can't bust them all. You know, they can't write citations.
Say your my restaurant, we're protesting George Floyd. This is the opening of this restaurant.
George Floyd.
George Floyd. End of discussion. You can do whatever you want then. The virus stops existing the second you mention George Floyd.
Open the restaurant for George Floyd. Open for George Floyd.
Come and support us. There's an hour waiting line to get in. You're going to have a reservation. But do it for George. Do it for George.
All right. Here's the deal. This is a special Sunday night, early Monday morning edition of the Callahan Podcast because we couldn't wait. It was a wild weekend, as everybody knows, around America. Everybody knows the big cities are burning, including Boston, Massachusetts, where we are. We'll recap it all with Turtle Boy. He's on top of everything. And starting with Minneapolis and the death of George Floyd and the arrest of Derek Chauvin and all the rioting and looting and all the Antifa thugs doing battle with civilized America. We got it all here. And maybe we'll be back tomorrow. We'll see what happens in Boston. But until then, this is the Callahan Podcast brought to you as usual by DCU. Do you love your car but hate your car payment? No problem. Refinance your car today with DCU and they could help lower your monthly payment, lower your interest rate, or both. Applying is easy and their loan experts will help you find the term and the payment that fits into your budget. Get out of that high rate loan and get the interest rate and the payment you deserve from DCU. Learn more and apply today at dcu.org/refinance, insured by NCUA. Membership required. All right, this is going to be interesting. Let's give it a shot, Cullinane. I want to get to Daniel Shaver and Tony Timba and Justine Damond. But first, and this, it's stuff people should know. I know people don't have time to read everything. I hope they listen to us. I hope they tune into this podcast because we'll get you all the information. We'll give you all the names. We will explain to you the utter insanity of this whole nationwide revolt, uprising. Almost none of these people give a damn about George Floyd. They don't care about police brutality. They just, some of them want some, free sneakers and they want to mess stuff up, break some windows. B, they want to hurt Donald J. Trump. C, as we've said already, they're so stir crazy with this lockdown. They just want to get out and just scream. That's what they want to do.
Can I defend the protesters just for a moment, Jerry? Let me be the devil's advocate here.
Okay, you can be Alex again.
I can understand. We've all dealt with douchebag cops before. I'm sure you have too, right?
Yes.
Okay. So at one point, you've probably been pulled over some douchebag. You're like, that guy's a real asshole. What's his problem? And that's what's motivating people to be out there right now is they've all had a bad experience with one cop. But the problem is they're attributing it to all police right now. And that's just ridiculous. I mean, I'm grown up enough to know that not every cop is a douchebag. Some are.
Yeah. But here's the insane part is you have people in the media and elected officials again who won't condemn anything. They're sitting there watching buildings in Minneapolis the first night of the riots. They burned a subsidized housing complex, an apartment building for subsidized housing. It wasn't completed. It was under construction, but it was close. It was going to be housing for the poor, the working class. They burned it to the ground. They burned
that guy from. Who's the guy, Chris Turner, that cheered it on? He's like, yeah, burn, baby, burn. Then 2 days later, they came to his neighborhood.
Yes,
like,
and it was a whole different. but I want to get to all the other, unjustified, the cops, the examples of police brutality and murder by cop and all that. Because there's a few, and you won't know, most people don't know about them. You got to look them up and you got to learn. But the other thing, the other reason I feel like this is working for, the people like us or, Trump supporters it's exposing so many people, not just the, lockdown, people, the mayors and governors, but the celebrities, the celebrity tweeters, the celebrity supporters of Antifa.
The Barstool.
I went off and I'm going to continue to go off on Steve Carell, I wasn't surprised, it was Seth Rogen, Christy Teigen. I don't even know what makes her a celebrity to you. She's leading the charge.
She's not Christine. Even hot. What does she do exactly?
It's like she was like the second biggest supermodel in the world behind Giselle for a while.
She doesn't have it anymore. I'm sorry. Giselle still got it. Oh, Christy on. Doesn't have it.
Come on.
But, you know, Justin Timberlake, they all start donating.
She really let herself go.
Yeah, no, she doesn't look like this.
Jesus Christ. Poor John Legend. I'm John Legend. I'm the most eligible bachelor in the world. You marry me and then you blow up? What? I mean, come on. Oh, I mean, I'm being honest.
She's had a few kids. Come on. Give her.
No wonder he's so miserable. Jesus.
She started the thing. I don't know what it's called. The group and they all start matching. She kicked in $100,000 to bail out the looters and the rioters. So you have somebody. You're literally watching this on TV. I assume she's in her mansion in Malibu. She got the TV on. She's watching MSNBC. There are fires. You know, there's people. You know, getting beaten and kicked in the head, and buildings burned to the ground, and looters at the Foot Locker, and all these. And you say, you know what? I get some money to spare. I want to help those poor folks, not the people who own the businesses. Screw them. The people doing the destruction, the people doing the damage. That was her idea. And then something Trump said set her off. She says, I'm going to double it. So she kicks in $200,000. And this asshole, Steve Carell, who I used to like, this is what pisses me off. I used to think he was like a decent guy. He sucks. Okay. Steve Carell, you suck.
I know. It's sad. It was like today was a sad day seeing Steve Carell.
Wasn't it sad? I mean, the rest of my Seth Rogen, who cares? That load.
Yeah, you know, but Steve Carell is
that tweet you had today, Jerry, that hit home when you said, okay, if they go and do this to the Marshfield Country Store there.
Yeah, Marshfield Hills General Store.
Yes.
This phony, this Hollywood phony, Steve Carell owns it in Marshfield. And all I'm going to say, if this protest in Boston that's going on tonight, if it just leaks down the South Shore a little bit, maybe some rogue Antifa guy decides to throw a Molotov cocktail at the Marshfield Hills General Store. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pay his bail. You know, it's only
right. It's the right thing. Shouldn't have any bail. Eliminate cash bail. Rachel Rollins was like
in point.
The mob today. You know, first of all, bail's racist, Jerry. You can't have bail at all.
so I mean, I always thought he was a cool guy, a nice guy. He's not. He's an asshole. He's bailing out the looters who are destroying people's lives.
Barstool Sports, two of their employees gave to the fight and learned about it.
Okay, I was going to let you handle this because you were tweeting about this. Dave knows more than anybody about the Barstool family. I don't even know who Schnitt is.
She's like this guy that Kirk had a thing. I mean, Kirk like calls her his adopted daughter. I think he called her like when he had her on. Dave, correct me if I'm wrong.
I would drop producing this podcast to go produce for Ellie Schnitt any day of the week.
Okay, what did she do? What's her thing?
What'd you say?
What does she do?
She just tweeted out. Turtle Boy had the story today. She tweeted out basically her support for all the protesters and she donated to the fund. And then didn't the other girls do it too? Rhea and Fran. And they
Hey, slow down.
Yeah, Jerry's blue.
I don't know who the hell. What other girls? What's the podcast she's on?
He started hiring all these chicks, and two of them are called Chicks in the Office, and they're like 20-year-old girls who talk. It's like a bootleg version of Call Her Daddy, like a less sexual version of it, basically. And it's designed to bring in a more female crowd. You don't think so, Dave? Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, it's a pop culture podcast, and that's it. It's news for young girls. It's not. Yeah. It has nothing to do about sex or anything.
You would have no interest in it whatsoever. No interest.
Yeah. I'm a P1. Go on.
Schnitt is the leader of it. Like, she's star?
She's kind of got her own thing. Like, she's not on. She was big before she came over to Barstool. She had kind of had
from where? From what? I don't
know. Who knows? She's some influencer.
She's just a product of the internet. She came from nowhere.
Moron with the Wi-Fi connection.
So,
all right,
so Dave. They all band together and donated to this fund?
Yeah, well, they're just like everyone else. They're like the celebrities that you're talking about. Is they donate to the fund to support the protesters to pay for their bail, which that's going around obviously everywhere. You guys are seeing it. I think Turtle Boy is a little bit extreme going after Barstool as an entity for a few people that work for the company that they don't even know what the hell they're talking about.
You represent the brands. I'm sorry. Derek Chauvin doesn't. He speaks for all cops. All cops are bad because of Derek Chauvin. But a couple Barstool employees put out a link supporting terrorists, domestic terrorists.
I think most people should be smart enough to realize that he does not represent all cops, just like these girls do not represent.
But you do represent your employer. I'm sorry. You do represent your employer, especially when your whole platform, the reason you have 250,000 followers to begin with, is because you got the job working for this company. Without that, you'd be irrelevant. You'd be talking to 50 people on Instagram. No one would be paying attention. You'd be another basic chick on there that nobody cares about. But because of Barstool Sports, they have amplified your voice. Therefore, your voice is important and everything that you say matters. And here you are using that voice to air your support for domestic terrorists.
And a Turtle Boy makes a good point, Dave, is they wouldn't let Blind Mike write something because it was too political.
Yeah,
like a blog.
Yeah,
yep.
about Trenny. About,
well, you got to remember too.
The thing, remember that?
Yeah, these guys are approaching. First of all, they're approaching their 1 year anniversary with Barstool, so they were probably these girls have been with Barstool for 5, 6, 7 years, however long. They probably don't have as much oversight as these guys had. So I'm just trying to play devil's advocate.
If there's a rule, you can't do politics. This is as political as it gets. But here's the thing, Aiden, is you're not a lefty if you donate to this fund. You're a moron.
You're a douchebag. You're
a lefty and a moron. Yeah. Because here's where you just misspoke, Dave. You said you're supporting the bail for the protesters. There's no bail for protesters. Protesting is legal. Protesting is protected by the Constitution. This fund is for rioters. This fund is for looters. This fund is for criminals. That's what it's for. As I kept tweeting at Steve Carell, unfortunately, he hasn't got back to me yet, but every time I'd see a video of someone, you know, the guys who in Rochester who beat the lady with the 2x4, or the guy who got his teeth kicked in Portland, they're supporting those guys, the guys who did the kicking and did the beating. That's who Steve Carell and Justin Timberlake and Christy Teigen are. That's who they're supporting. And Ellie Schnitt.
Mm-hmm. And those are the ones who are actually being arrested. I mean, think of all the people that aren't being arrested that are doing stuff like this that got away with it. To get arrested, not only do you have to be a worthless piece of shit, you also have to be dumb enough to get caught. I mean, how do you even get caught at this? You're getting away with murder.
And you and I are big fans of this guy, Andy. How do you say his last name? Ngo?
Andy No.
No, N-G-O. He's a blogger and he's great. His beat is Antifa and they hate him and they threaten his life. And he gets all their mugshots and all their stories. And invariably they're, 21-year-old losers, scrawny losers with the scraggly beards. And they couldn't handle themselves against Alex Reamer. He'd kick their ass. But in groups, with their faces covered, they're real tough guys. Mm. And they, in these mugshots, they just look so meek and pathetic. I mean, you could get some, Dave, because they're funny. You look at them and he tells their stories and exposes them for what they are. They're punks. I like the fact that Trump is declaring them terrorists because it's real now. I mean, you can go to federal prison.
Come on. Can we talk about that for a moment? What a useless virtue signaling thing that is from Trump. What does that even mean? It's not like Antifa is an incorporated entity where you can classify them as such. They could call themselves super fun, happy, terrific, whatever, jerk off hour tomorrow. And now they're not a terrorist.
We will see. We will see. I mean, clearly, I mean, here's the thing. I always say police work in one way is much easier than it used to because everything is on record. Everything is on text, email, everything traceable, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. They got a record. There is a group here, a coordinated group. You've seen it. We've already got video of guys paying some of these punks off to loot places. I think you can use it as a weapon. You could scare them. And do any of these Antifa guys look like stand-up guys, tough guys?
Yeah,
they will rat each other. Yeah, rat each other in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
They don't have a code. They got no code.
No code. And no code. And it's going to break, Joy Reid's heart and Chris Cuomo's heart when we learn that everybody who's doing the damage is either Black Lives Matter or Antifa or some other, radical anarchists. They were hoping there'd be like one white supremacist, but it hasn't happened. And that's unfortunate for them. But I hate these celebrities are just being, I mean, they're just being exposed for the dummies they are. You can't think that if you're donating money for bail, it's going to some innocent victim. Hell, they're barely catching, a small fraction of the guilty guys, the looters. You think they're arresting innocent people? they're hardly arresting anyone. As I tweeted all weekend, what's it take to get arrested in Minneapolis these days?
Good cry. Yeah, maybe go to church. You could get arrested for that. It's like go to the beach.
Go to a driving range and hit a bucket of balls.
Yeah, anything. Anything that involves, if you're like a law-abiding citizen, then they have an interest. Like I said, this opens up a lot of loopholes. You can pretty much do anything now, as long as you're doing it in the name of perceived social justice. That's it. You can do anything. Right. Well, thank you.
Unfortunately, it's a copycat thing. And you knew when you started Minneapolis, you said they're going to, this is going to be, you know, Portland's, oh, St. Paul was next, and then Portland, and then LA, every city with a Democrat mayor, you know, with a Democrat DA, with a Democrat, you know, governor in many cases, you knew it was going to catch on, and they're going to say, we can't let Minneapolis have all the fun. The weather's good, people stir crazy. You knew it was going to take off. I'm just surprised there hasn't been more shootings. There was, unfortunately, and I know no one gives a damn. I know Steve Carell and, you know, Seth Rogen don't care, but there was federal officer, I believe Homeland Security, Underwood, Dave Patrick Underwood in Oakland was shot, assassinated by a guy who drove by and shot him and his partner. I mean, nobody cares. He's just a cop doing his job. He's not, you know, George Floyd, so nobody cares. But I'm surprised there haven't been more, you know, shootings, just rogue shootings. And I thought, A, the Secret Service was going to do that. And then when you saw like that assault and the guy got his head kicked in and, you know, knocked, they're trying to kill him. So if a cop is there, he should be shooting them. I mean, you said it, I said it. Why not? Why does that not call for lethal force when they're literally trying to kill a guy?
I mean, I can understand the government doesn't want that look. Like you said, you don't want the Bull Connor look. You don't want that picture of the dog biting the little girl. But private business owners, if that guy in Dallas yesterday had an AR-15 instead of a sword, that would have been a much different video. And I would have cheered it on, and so would have millions of Americans. Tell you what, these guys start getting shot. They only do this because there's no danger in it. There's absolutely no danger in this whatsoever. That's why they're out there doing this right now. A couple of them get shot, they're going to start thinking, maybe I shouldn't riot and loot. And I mean, the Philadelphia ones today, Jerry, were, I couldn't believe it. I think you tweeted a video of, they pushed a freaking car down a hill, a cop car, and then it smashed into another car, and then they just took them apart. Like the old freaking car. One guy put the goddamn hat on and started walking around with the hat on, and they torched all the police cars. Because there's no fear. There's no fear.
How about the guy takes an AR-15 out of the cruiser and starts playing with it? Oh, look at my new toy. Thank God. Security guy grabs it right out of his hand. That was pretty heroic because, I mean, God knows what he would have done with it. But you watch that and you say, if you have nothing to lose, if you hate cops, you know, if you're a crazy liberal radical anarchist, what's the price you pay? I mean, you might get arrested. You'll be out in 10 minutes. Maybe you get some $100 fine, but hell, you're looted, you know, 10 times more than that. What is the repercussion? I mean, you don't see them paying any price at all. And that's the optic. That's the message. And it's like, you see it in whatever, Minneapolis, Portland, and you're sitting in Boston or Philly and you're saying, man, that looks like fun. You know, well, what's the risk? Do you remember last year or a couple of years ago, I had to be after Baltimore when the kid was all dressed up and he was with the radicals and his mother caught him and she smacked the shit out of him. She ripped his mask off. He was like with the mask and she pulled it off and started whacking him. And the caption was, when mom catches you joining Antifa. That was fun. That was fun. But so that's it, Dave. The phone lines are down. Our first try to take phone calls and we can't do it.
Well, but you guys wouldn't shut up. I wanted to take it early in the show and I ran out of all my credits. So now it's off. I told you to promote it early. You didn't promote it. So now I turned it off.
Put the StreamYard link in the live.
Put the StreamYard link out.
I don't understand. What does it matter what time it is? We did
it because it costs money. Because I'm paying money out of my own pocket to do this because I'm a team guy.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah. Well,
I wouldn't care, but you didn't tell me.
I just do that. So
I got lots of messages. Turtle Boy can read some messages. I'm going to read Shade Concrete and then. We're going to get to all the people, all the victims of police brutality that you never heard of. And we'll ask, you know, why? Why haven't we heard of all these other people who've been killed by rogue cops? But first, this is for you homeowners and home builders. Did you know that my brother-in-law, Greg, has a huge selection of precast concrete steps? He does. He's open for business. They're open for business and ready to take care of you. I got a picture sent to me, a text with a picture from a happy customer. They had the prom picture out on the steps and they said, Love our new steps. Shea took great care of us. It's an easy thing to do if you want to upgrade your home. Shea has great values for any home. New home, old home, doesn't matter. Available in concrete or customized with beautiful stone, granite, and brick. A new staircase can dramatically upgrade the front entrance of your home. In most cases, they can remove your old stairs and have you walk up the new front steps within hours. You have them all ready for next weekend when you have that party and your friends come over because the lockdown is over. Antifa ended the lockdown and we owe them all. But now you can take care of that home project you've been planning for so long. You can go nuts. The weather's good and Shea is waiting to take care of you. Learn more about Shea's precast concrete steps at SheaConcrete.com. That's SheaConcrete.com. All right, I'll give you a couple names. Couple names. Are we done with the phones, Dave? Nice try. Good job.
I give my best shot tonight.
Why don't you pretend? Pretend you're a caller.
Did you put the link, in the thing?
I did. I put the link in there, but nobody said to me we clicked the video.
I love when Turtle Boy starts to try to figure out technically what we could be doing, should be doing.
I'm the one with the award-winning show. Last night we put on quite the show. We had Brett on. It was a good time.
We got lots of messages. What are they talking about? Everyone wants to know, why they don't shoot the guy that was like killing the kid on the ground. That was so brutal. The one in Portland, I couldn't watch again. I've seen them all a couple times when they kick him square in the face and knock all his teeth out. The most amazing one was the one in Dallas when the kid was all mangled. You've seen that a few times, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a tough one.
He tweeted from his hospital bed. I retweeted the kid and says, guess who I am? I'm the guy you thought was dead.
Yeah.
That was, hasn't been a lot of good stories, uplifting stories, but that was one. That kid is not dead. Mm-hmm. He's not only alive, he's tweeting from the hospital.
Chrissy Teigen tweeted out that he deserved it for bringing a sword, that it's his fault. And he did not. Oh, I swear to God. Oh, I put the link
in. You know what's amazing? You know what's amazing? You know what, among other jobs, Chrissy Teigen, who's a former supermodel who has let herself go, who is now, I mean, what would you give her? Maybe a 4.5, 5 now?
She's a hard 8. She's a hard 8 still.
She's hideous. She is hideous.
You just be one of her politics going at
She looks like a blowfish, Jay. What are you talking about?
Yes, she put on the COVID-19.
She's a soft 7. I'm just trying to be nice.
She's been like Nancy Pelosi, eating gourmet ice cream for 3 months. She's put the COVID-19 on. But you know what one of her gigs is? She works for Target. She was praising the guys who destroyed Target, who blew it, who torched Target. She works for Target. That's what a moron she is. I can't stand her. I don't even know who she is, and I can't stand her. But anyway, you know who I know? I know Justine Demond. I know Tony Timba. I know Daniel Shaver. These are people who were killed by rogue cops. And I'm going to guess you know those names, Turtle Boy, because you've been reading up and paying attention. Yeah. You're a news junkie. If you told me those names 3 days ago, I would have known. I would have said they sound familiar. I paid real close attention to the Justine Demond case. She's the 40-year-old Australian woman, blonde woman, who was killed by a Minneapolis cop.
Was that her name?
She literally called the cops because she thought someone was being raped. And when they pulled up, she ran out to tell them where the house was and everything. And the cop pulled his gun out and shot her. Yeah. He was a Somali immigrant. He was tried and convicted. His name was Mohammed Noor. He was convicted of third-degree murder. That was a black Somali cop, white woman from Australia.
When your name is Mohammed, at least ordering food seems a lot easier.
I don't think Chrissy Teigen started any fun for Justine Demond, the Australian woman killed in cold blood. Then you have in 2016, you have Tony Timba. You know who Tony Timba is?
I just learned about him the other day.
Tony Timba was killed by cops. He was killed by a cop. A cop choked him. He said, "I can't breathe. You're going to kill me," quote unquote. When he said that, the cop who was had his knee on his neck laughed. The other cops laughed. They had it on tape. Do you know what? The cop was not convicted. The cop was acquitted. He killed him. Well, this is in Mesa, Arizona. Daniel Shaver. Do you know who Daniel Shaver is?
The most disturbing one is the Daniel Shaver one.
Daniel Shaver was a guy. You remember the Michael Brown story? It was a total myth. It was all bullshit. Mm-hmm. He tried to kill a cop. He trashed a convenience store. He's a big, crazy guy. He tried to take the cop's gun, tried to take his keys. Cop shot him. And he didn't hold his hands up, say, don't shoot. He didn't do any of that. It was all made up. And the lie was obviously spread by the mainstream media that wanted to follow that narrative. None of it was true. In this case, you know what Daniel Shava did? Got on his knees, held his hands up, said, don't shoot.
Yeah. I begged.
The cop, begged for his life. The cop shot him, killed him. The cop was found not guilty. I'm not even sure why. I'm going to have to read some more. Found not guilty. The cop retired and kept his pension. You know why he was allowed to retire early?
They brought him back on just to get his pension, didn't they?
But you know why they let him retire early with a full pension?
Why?
Because he had PTSD from the incident. He shot an innocent kid who had his hands up and was on his knees. He shot and killed him, and that traumatized the cop, so the cop got to retire. Now, I'm just going to guess, this isn't going to go quite as well for Derek Chauvin. It is not going to, he's not going to retire with a pension. He's not going to walk away from this. I don't even think he'll get as lucky as Muhammad Noor and get convicted of third degree murder. I think he's going to get life. One way or another, he's going to get life, and he should. Screw him. He's a scumbag. But why didn't we not even, not only did we not, did the country not burn and riot and loot? But we didn't even hear these names. Did you? No. I mean,
And that just shows you, Jerry, it's like the media ultimately controls everything. They get to pick and choose what the news is that we are supposed to care about. All these people that are in the streets right now, they are there because the media told them that this guy's particular life was more valuable than Daniel Shaver's, that his life was worth protesting, right? If they had done, if the media had done the same thing with Daniel Shaver's and just, you know, framed it as a general police brutality thing overall, then people would probably be doing it too. They do what the media tells them to do. These people, I mean, they literally all voluntarily locked themselves in their homes for the last 3 months because the media told them a virus is going to kill them. The American public deserves the worst of the worst. We deserve this. We are a horrible people overall. Like 90% of people in this country are awful. They deserve, we are the 10%, Jerry. We are the normal ones out here who unfortunately have to live amongst these people. We are a minority, so we don't get to make the decision.
When I hear lots of people in the last 3 days talk about police brutality, well, I got case after case here of police brutality, and no one's even heard of it. I mean, you're right. I used to think that the media, the influence they have, was overrated. Mm-hmm. And I've changed that completely because a couple things. I mean, the lockdown, this crazy lockdown we've lived through where we destroyed the economy willingly destroyed. We willingly quarantined the healthy and destroyed the best economy we've had in maybe forever. And people did it willingly. It's seeing people I haven't seen in months because, you know, we're kind of opening up again. And some people that I know and respect are walking around in masks and, you know, and standing back and saying, oh no, you don't come, don't leave your house. I'm saying, are you crazy? Have you read up? Do you know how unlikely it is that you're going to get the virus, let alone die from it? It is amazing how ill-informed and how willing so many people are to follow. But to me, the real eye-opening thing was and is the Russian hoax, which was silly from the beginning. I think you were with me in the beginning. You're saying Trump's a Russian puppet, a Putin puppet. It's silly. It was silly. It was completely made up. We know that now. For 3 years, on a nightly basis, on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, Boston Globe, New York Times, they played along. I mean, if they were paying attention, they knew it was all made up. They knew it was just an attempt to bring down Trump, or at least, you know, injure Trump, hurt Trump. It was just made up. It was just nonsense. And we daily had it on the front page of the New York Times. They were winning Pulitzers for a complete fabrication. And I said, that's just the media's and the Democrats in collusion to hurt Trump. And people bought it and they went along with it. And it's over now. We know it's all bullshit and they don't seem to care. They're still watching the same. Rachel Maddow spent 3 years advancing a silly conspiracy theory that was completely debunked, and people are still like watching, not many, but some people are still watching her. You know, they're still asking Adam Schiff questions as if he had any credibility. That's the media to me exposed. And you're right. The virus is it. It exposes them even more. It exposes, you know, the people, you know, the viewers who are buying all this. And now you're hearing people talk about police brutality that don't know who, you know, Daniel Shaver is or Tony Timber or Justine DeMond. Don't care. They don't care. It's just one story, one case, and they all want to be part of it, man. I want to be out there. I want to be involved.
And ultimately, this is going to ultimately the grand sum of what's going to happen here is absolutely nothing. We do this. This isn't the first rodeo, Jerry. We had this like in 2016 with Dallas and Baton Rouge and Ferguson. Nothing's going to change. I mean, what do you people think you're going to change from this? And they don't want.
Well, they don't want change. That's the, well, I mean, I keep hearing them talk about change and here, you know, interviewing people on the street or some of the, you know, the local, whatever, the rabble rousers, the, you know, Sharptons. And Sharpton made his way out to Minneapolis, correct? And, you know.
Of course. You think he was
talking about, we need change. Hey, you know what? I'm with them. That's what I say. I'm with them. You know what we should do? We should vote out all the Democrats. They have an attorney general in Minnesota. If you're not paying attention, Keith Ellison is a supporter of Antifa. He always has been. He is unapologetic.
He was also incredibly accused by multiple women of sexual assault, I believe.
Right? He's the worst of the worst. I mean, you think there are bad people in Washington. I mean, he was in Washington. He was almost the head of the DNC, by the way. He finished second. And now he's the head law enforcement person in Minnesota where this is all happening. The guy essentially in charge of convicting, of enforcing the law and convicting these thugs and these arsonists and looters. Mm-hmm. He is in Antifa, literally.
His son Jeremiah tweeted out the following today. Jeremiah Ellison, who was an elected official in Minnesota, said, "I hereby declare officially my support for Antifa." Oh, that's one of the. I mean, it's hard to. Did I interpret that wrong? I don't know.
This is the son of the attorney general. By the way, the attorney general feels the exact same way. Yeah. And they're talking about a soon to be terrorist organization, soon to be declared terrorist organization. I mean, I don't know why anyone. You know what's amazing, Turtle Boy, is you look it up. Mitt Romney supported Antifa. Marco Rubio supported Antifa, you know, because they were so afraid to be labeled as, you know, white supremacists or Klansmen after Charlottesville that they said, oh, no, the white supremacists and the Nazis, they're the bad guys. The other guys are the good guys. And someone said, yeah, but the other guys are Antifa. Yeah, yeah, those guys, they're against fascism. I mean, they're terrorists. They're vandals. They're thugs. They're destroying businesses. They're beating people in gangs, by the way. They're bullies. And we have elected officials who are literally supporting them, outwardly, openly supporting them. It's like supporting ISIS, for Christ's sake. And we have the people in these towns who are being, as some people on Twitter, I know you follow what's that, John Nolte from Breitbart, and he just went through city by city and said, you voted for all the Democrats, and now what? You want change. What are you going to do? You know what you're going to do? Vote for all the Democrats. Every city, I mean, do you think they're going to vote out Ilhan Omar? Are they going to vote out, you know, Gretchen Whitmer or Bill de Blasio? I guess, they're going to, Andrew Cuomo, they're all going to get reelected.
Well, high popularity ratings because the media has built them up. We pretend like the media has no influence. They do, very much so. There's a reason we still talk about them and get upset about the things that they do because they do matter, believe it or not.
Right. I know. I hate to admit it, but they do matter. It does count. People, you're right. If there were no, say there were no, whatever, cable news, no internet, no, it was 30, 40 years ago. I mean, would we even know about George Floyd? I mean, we'd probably hear something about it, read it in the paper.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be this viral moment where every single thing is caught on camera. Mm-hmm. And they're like preening for the cameras. And by the way, they're all masked up because the government told you had to mask up. So everybody's masked up, which makes it's going to be tough to get convictions. Is anything sillier, by the way, than when a reporter does a live shot for 2 minutes and they do it with the mask on and they go, yeah, here we are at the City Hall Plaza. You go, dude, you're on camera for 2 minutes. Take the mask off.
Oh God!
By the way, we're hearing reports things are heating up in Boston.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, bottles being thrown. Are
you watching the live stream?
I'm not watching the live stream. I'm just trying to follow along on a
live stream. Has ended. At least the WCVB one has ended because now the fun starts. Now the sun has gone down, and they've done the solidarity thing and the peace thing. And now we just got a bunch of people dressed in black with masks on, and they don't get to work tomorrow. Now the fun starts. Let's go.
Winter in Tremont Street, bottles being thrown, reports of macing already started. So
awesome. Venus Panther is down there, by the way. Leading, I'm looking at a picture of him right now, leading a mob of people. So that's good.
Okay. I got a live stream right here from New England Cable News. I'm going to keep an eye on it. Here's the thing. If you're in Boston, I mean, we have a dope of a mayor, just like everywhere else, this crazy, you know, liberal, just knee jerk liberal mayor that, you know, was telling people they had to stay 6 feet away and they couldn't play basketball and they couldn't go on the beach. And now everything's cool. The city's overrun by people outside, not social distancing. And he's okay with it because he doesn't want to, you know, piss off his base. But we do have a police commissioner who is damn good, Willie Gross. I think he makes me feel good. Like he's not going to let it get to that point like they did in Minneapolis. I don't picture Boston cops abandoning their post and letting these thugs burn the building down. That was the worst visual you could ever have. The cops literally, it's like right out of some crazy movie. This apocalyptic movie where the cops abandoned their precinct, their building, and they let them burn the thing into the ground. I mean, that was the most disturbing moment of the weekend for me. I don't know about you. Maybe the guy getting his teeth kicked in, or maybe
that was very surprised. I could not believe that they took over a police building. There's nothing they can't do. They lit Nashville City Hall on fire, Jerry. It's like. Why are our and you know what? A lot of people are saying, well, Trump should call the National Guard. I disagree. These are all Democrat-run institutions. Let it burn. Let it burn. Why are we saving them? Holden doesn't have this problem.
But there are victims. I mean, you've seen. We were looking at some victims. Videos of people that own stores. I mean, the woman, older African American woman in tears, saying, "Why'd you do this to me?" I mean, I guess you could say that those people probably support the Democrats too. You know, they're inner city. These Democrats get 80%, 90% of the vote. They, you know, they can't get them out of the office with the jaws of life. So, you know, you get what you get the elected officials that you deserve. But you've seen some of the victims. It's incredible. The guys who are just trying to save their own business. Again, I talked to refer to the woman in Rochester getting beaten with a 2x4. She was this. Just trying to save her. Please don't trash my business. Go to the Apple store if you're really against capitalism and, you know, all this.
What do you think Frank Mendoza is doing? I can picture Frank Mendoza standing in front of his restaurant in the North End tonight with a machete, perhaps. I could picture him being that guy. He's not letting his business get trashed. And quite frankly, if I was a business owner in any major city or any city in the country right now, I would be considering moving at this point because this is two incidents in a row. Now, you know, you're going to stand down when a mob comes. You're going to let them loot my business. Okay. And you're going to force me to shut down because of a virus. They don't do this in the suburbs. They don't do this in rural counties. They do this in urban areas. So maybe this is not a good place for me to open my business anymore.
Right. But they're established. People are established. And you know what? I think the weekend,
People will find you, Jerry. People go to Wright's Chicken Farm. You know, people go to these iconic places in the middle of nowhere. They'll take the ride if the food is good.
I think the weekend was very disheartening. You know, I felt like Antifa won. You know, like they killed a cop in Oakland, a federal agent in Oakland. You know, they burned thousands of businesses to the ground. And, you know, you see some arrests. I believe there were 350 arrests on Saturday night in New York. But they put 40-something cops in the hospital. I mean, they were beating cops, dragging in Chicago. They dragged
that was pathetic. Three of them. They dragged three cops
through the streets like they were
issue.
The ambassador in Benghazi. I mean, it was very disturbing. And again, it was if you're you're an Antifa punk and you're sitting wherever in Holden and you're watching this, you're saying, wait a second, you can burn like the courthouse. You know, you can burn the police station. They looted the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta. They busted in and trashed the College Football Hall of Fame, which I didn't go to because it cost too much when we were there for the Super Bowl. I went there. It was like $30. I said, I'm with the media. Can I get in? And she said, nope. And I said, oh, forget it. I mean, I like college football, but I didn't think it was worth it, so I didn't go. But, I mean, it was a nice-looking place right in downtown Atlanta. They trashed it. And I'm thinking, if you don't protect the police station or the courthouse, I mean, what are you protecting? I guess. Yeah, I mean,
you say they won, but what did they really win? They just had a good time? And what did they win?
It did. Okay, you tell me the repercussions. Tell me what the risk is.
I guess you're right to a degree. If Trump actually does something, if he actually has balls instead of just tweeting words out that have no meaning and actually starts cracking down on this, then it will not be such a good weekend for them. It would not be a good investment of their time.
They've targeted, as you know, historical places, Civil War memorials, monuments. But did you ever think you'd see? I thought it was so surreal watching them surround the White House. And I said, wait a second. Isn't this the point where they just start shooting? I mean, at least, you know, whatever, rubber bullets and tear gas and whatever. I mean, you let them surround the White House?
Mm-hmm.
Just, they're looking at that everywhere. You know who's loving this? China. China's loving this.
They've been loving it since we locked down, Jerry. They've been having
They're saying, you know, we don't let this happen in Hong Kong. You guys let it happen in Minneapolis or in D.C.
Yeah.
It just seems to me that if you hate this country and, you know, God knows Antifa people do and George Soros' people do and lots of Democrats do, then it was a good weekend. You know, Trump was hiding in a friggin' broom closet in the White House. Police stations were burning to the ground. Courthouses were burning down. Iconic places like, you know, whatever, Louis Vuitton and Apple stores.
Yeah,
we're trashed.
I'm getting messages about looting on Winter Street in Boston, Jerry. Where is that?
Ooh, it's not. It's I believe Financial District. Winter.
Well, yeah, I mean they're right down. Yeah, I see. Okay, yeah, I see where it is. Right there. Yeah, it's right near the. Because they're obviously right near the State House, so they're near the Common. They're on the other side of Boylston Street. Near. That's a high end area. So they're doing some looting.
Okay, I got the live stream from the helicopter. Is that a helicopter at night?
I believe so. Do they not?
There's lots and lots of cops. Lots of cops.
Yeah, people are saying the cops are fighting back. I'm anxious to see what happens. I mean, this is going to be entertaining, at least, Jerry. You got to admit that.
I do think we have a good police chief and a good. I do think, despite our mayor and our governor, what the hell? I'm watching a Dave. You should do the live stream from New England Cable News, and it's a blonde reporter with a freaking mask on, just going. I mean, she's surrounded by 50,000 people without masks, and she won't take her mask off. Who? Guy holds a sign up right on camera. Stop killer cops.
Killer
cops.
We can go home, folks. We can go home. The guy had a sign. Why didn't I think of that?
The aerial, the helicopter, the chopper in the air at night because it's all lit up. And, they got two angles right here on the ground. It's a big crowd. You're right. They look like they're getting a little restless. They're breaking curfew, by the way, boys.
Yes.
They're in trouble.
That's right.
Wait till the mayor finds out they're breaking curfew.
Hey, let's go to, let's take a call. I hooked her up on the video. Leah is on the line here. She was on the call and I screwed up. So let's get Leah. Leah, you with us.
Leah's an expert in police relations, I believe.
Yes.
What's up, Leah?
So with everything going on, it's been an absolute obvious shit show. And I can't tell you enough, you guys, the people with Boston Police, the people with the Massachusetts State Police, everybody is very well trained for these incidents. I mean, we go over and over and over these incidents, regardless, no matter what happens. But the fact of the matter is everybody thinks this is a race issue, and it's not. It's not. It's an Antifa. It's people that want to breed hate and want to, like, cause, you know, continuous situations. And then they see something like this that, you know, obviously is a very tragic incident. But regardless, they just come out in full force and, like, yeah, fuck everything. Like, fuck the police. We're just going to make everything absolutely absurd. You know, so that's exactly what's going on right now. And it sucks. And it's going to get hairy tonight. I've heard from multiple people from my old job that it's not going good right now.
Well, you know, I don't know how clear that is for you guys. It's not very clear. She's right about one thing. Antifa doesn't care about, you know, race. They're stoking the flames and fanning the flames of race hatred. And, you know, the usual race hustlers, you know, the Al Sharptons, they show up on Q or, you know, Don Lemon or Chris Cuomo. These, you know, trained SEALs do as everyone in Antifa knew they would. They would blame the cops and defend the criminals. I mean, it was comical for about, I don't know, maybe 24 hours when they were talking about white supremacists were behind it all. And you're going, what? Where'd that come from?
It's and like then now they started a bail fund for them. They're the white supremacists.
That's right. And they sent out like a memo or an email blast and said, try and blame the white supremacists. See if you can tag it on the Nazis and see what happens. And they couldn't find a video or one incident. It just didn't fly. And so they kind of, we tried. We tried. It's actually, you know, BLM and Antifa. They're the ones who are behind this. But I don't know. Have you ever like ransack the place or just vandalize the place?
No, but I kind of want to.
You get an adrenaline rush.
I'm not going to lie. I get the fun of it all, the anonymity of it all. Although you're on film now, everything's on film, so it's not really anonymous.
But they all get their faces covered.
Yeah, that's true, too. They have to. Because they're good citizens.
They don't want to break the law.
Those vagabonds who don't cover their nose or pull it down halfway. You know, by the way, speaking of, remember that a little karma here, the Chicopee police officer who we had on a few weeks ago, who was busting up, proudly busting up four people drinking in the basement. Mass Live did a hit piece on him yesterday, and some of the opinions he has shared about protests like the one we have, and they went through like 8 years of his social media posts or whatever. And, I would normally side with a guy like this. And I think a lot of people would, because, you know, mind your own business. You can have his opinions out there. But a big long lasting legacy of this is that people like you and I, people on the right who have always been, you know, back the blue kind of guys, we're always like, you know what? I remember what you did when times got tough. I remember what happened. You loved lockdown. You didn't just enforce.
Oh, no, he did. Remember him saying they can't have people. They can't have four people together having a beer in the basement. No, that'd be dangerous. He's dangerous. That, when someone believes that, thinks that's legit, is dangerous. And he's a cop and he's a position of authority.
Yeah.
I wonder now, you'll be tracking this, because as I said from the beginning, it's like your beat, man, in your wheelhouse. How many people have been cited, you know, like the guy, the driving range guy out in Western Mass? How many of them will have to pay the bill, have to pay the fine? I know they'll challenge it. Will they all get thrown out because they were so groundless? These curfews, these shutdowns were utterly groundless. We all know that now.
Yeah. I hope some lawyers step up and just, all you need is Exhibit A, this protest at the State House. Case closed, Your Honor. Nobody else got ticketed for this. Not only did they not get encouraged, they were encouraged by the same government that is now fining them to go out and do this. Charlie Baker, Marty Walsh, all these mayors are now, they're not telling, if they were consistent, they would at least say, we understand the frustration. Why don't we protest in a Zoom call? How about that? How about we all get together and we all communicate on Apple and instead of doing this, why don't we all just go outside at 7 o'clock and clap for George Floyd? Why don't we do that instead? If they were consistent, but no, they're not. They're like, get out there and protest, because guess what? They know it's bullshit too.
I'm watching the live feed of the protest right now, and the only one I could see with a mask is the. I guess he's talking to these people. He's got the reporter has the mask on, and the people he's interviewing don't, because they're talking and they want to be heard, and he just looks silly. It doesn't cover his nose too. I love people that don't know how to wear the mask properly, and
that's me. I treat it as a joke. The only time I wear is when I go into the grocery store, and I put it on at first because you have to, and I just immediately pull it down over my mouth, and nobody says a word. Everybody looks at you and they're kind of like jealous, like, that I wish I had the balls to be out there right there. I wish I could,
I went to Target one day. I've worn my mask once. I have it in the car. I have not worn it again.
I'd love to see you in a mask. I think that would be funny.
It doesn't cover enough. I have a big head. But so I tweeted out that I want a mask that has that chart that you tweeted. I tweeted that mask that proves how utterly ridiculous it is that people under 60 are afraid of this virus, because it doesn't kill anyone like under 40 who's not obese. It doesn't hurt you. It doesn't kill you. It does nothing. And I took that chart and I said, I want to put this on a mask. And a guy reached out immediately and said, I'll do that for you. He wants to make a mask, but they have the chart proving that you really have nothing to worry about unless you're old.
Or just put something really offensive on your mouth. Like, just really the most offensive thing that you could think of, just put it right on your mouth. You know, I don't want to say it on the air, but something just really, really offensive. And that gets somebody to say, well, take that off. Well, you told me to put it on.
Who was it? Julia Roberts has Obama's face on her mask. Just a big picture of Obama's face. They're a hero.
Put Trump on it. That'll piss people off. Just put Trump, MAGA right on your
MAGA masks. I'm sure there are MAGA masks. I'm sure there are plenty of Barstool masks from Portnoy must be selling those, right?
People have asked me to sell them, but I just can't do it in principle, Jerry. I'm an honest businessman. You can't be anti-mask and sell masks. It's a sellout. You can't do it.
All right. I got the Washington live feed where it feels like trouble because so many and same in Boston, by the way. I'm watching Washington up on the big screen. I got Boston here on my computer. The more people you see all in black, you know, the more people you see that have all black clothes. Ooh, some kind of line they're pushing back here in Boston, but they all black clothes, black hats, black masks, black hoods, I should say. They're not looking to just, you know, observe. They're not looking to take pictures to put on their Facebook page. They're looking to quote Marvin Hagler, for destruction and destroying. That's what destruct and destroy. That's what they're looking to do. They're looking to break some windows, maybe get some, you know, maybe get some new sneakers.
It's insane how many people are here, Jerry. I mean, this looks like a rap concert or something. All the people out there, it's just a sea of them standing there. I'm reading Nicole Olivero reported some blue check mark report. He says a live look above from the protesters who marched peacefully from Nubian Square to the city. I got news for you people. If you believe that the coronavirus is spreads in groups like this, then by definition, there is nothing peaceful about a protest like this. It can't happen.
The cops are holding the line right now across the road. They all have their clubs in their hand. I'm not sure what you call them, sticks or billy clubs. They all are armed with their clubs right now, and they're holding the shoulder to shoulder, and they're holding the line. I'm not sure what exactly they're protecting. It's hard to tell what they're in front of. And the Antifa thugs, they're not thugs. They're punks. They're little scrawny punks. Are in their faces, you know, yelling at them, you pigs and all that, and trying to provoke them. And the cops are just, they get their shields on. They're pretty well geared up, ready for a battle. And they're just holding the line, not letting them cross. I'm not sure where it is, but I guarantee you they didn't do this in Minneapolis. They didn't draw a line in the sand, so you're not getting past here. They just kept retreating. In Boston, it doesn't appear like they're ready to retreat.
No, I mean, good for them. I mean,
Can we get some of this, Dave?
I can try to pull a screen here while you guys keep going. I'll see if I can get a screen share. Which one are you watching? NECN?
NECN, Channel 10, Boston, NECN, that collaborative of all news.
Yeah.
And they got a helicopter, and they got a good shot of this line. Ooh, they got they just tear gassed them.
Nice. Here we go. Let's go.
The red smoke tear gas. Oh, and one of the punks picked it up and threw it right back at him.
Things are getting ugly in Boston.
Thanks, Turtle Boy. We'll be following TB Daily News. He is, as I told you, he would be all over this stuff if you're not following Turtle Boy. What's your Twitter handle?
@RealUncleTB.
@RealUncleTB. You got to follow him. He's all over this. Has all the latest developments. I do like the TB Daily News in these days. I mean, you got to be checking it out every day because this is a very volatile situation. Hopefully, you know, it won't turn into Minneapolis. That's all I'm going to say. That was disheartening, depressing. Nope. We're watching again, and the Boston cops are moving forward again, pushing forward.
Yes.
And they are determined, I can tell, not to let it get out of control. They're throwing smoke bombs or whatever the hell those things are at them again, but there's no fires. We haven't seen any broken glass yet. It may be yet to come, and if it is, we'll be here to report on it, to recap it for you. But this is just going to keep spinning out of control, isn't it? This is not going away. Mm-hmm. This is day three of these riots.
Yeah, we're just getting started.
Ooh.
Yeah, there will be more fun stuff this week. Especially if these guys don't get charged, these other three.
And the weather is good for rioting, let's be honest.
It is good rioting weather and good looting.
This wouldn't happen in January, but all right, Turtle Boy, we'll wrap this up. Thanks. Thanks to Shake Concrete and Allied Paving. Thanks to our friends at DCU. This is the Callahan Podcast. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, and and we'll keep you updated. We want all the latest on the riots, all the latest on the mayhem. We got it here for you at the Callahan Podcast. Duck.
Why am I stopping? No one else stops.
Can I go home?
The Jerry Callahan Podcast.